Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. There's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man,
this is your fault.
Jam on. And today we have a Mariners Big Dumper-inspired Bad Choice Friday with the Black Eyed Peas.
My love.
Black Eyed Peas and My Humps taking on Sir Mix-a-Lot on a Bad Choice Friday.
Yeah, it is.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers.
Smooth, Ted.
Thanks, Mike. Gotta get those sound effects ready in the other stack.
Vote now if you follow us on X there, Men's Room Live. Will it be Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back or Black Eyed Peas and My Humps? One of those two tunes coming up right after we do our shot and drinking time.
What do they bring Mix out?
What do you mean?
Is it like the first round of the playoffs? Like at some point, I don't know. Do you make it to the if you make it to the World Series, you got to bring him out
and play him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good if day. We make it to the show, dude, if we make it to the dance, he's got to be out there game one.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
What, singing the national anthem?
No, I like big butts.
And then yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I mean, let's
do the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or do it at the beginning. Look, we were talking about last night, right? Like, there's an East Coast bias, but there's even more of a Northwest bias, and I get it.
Yeah.
If you don't live anywhere else in the country, we're cut off.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's just be as weird as they think they are. You make the World Series, it opens up with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's right. Celebrating Cal Raleigh's butt.
Yeah, singing Baby Got Back. Like, yeah, we're as strange as you think we are.
Ted versus the FCC is coming up a first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And a couple from our question, what happened to make it a day you'll always remember or never forget? Howdy, y'all. After the 20-year party for the listeners, after the party, we were going back to the hotel, headed out for dinner and karaoke. Amy, okay to use her name Miles, took a step toward our Uber, and the toe of her shoe, that's a weird name, caught on the lip of the curb, and she fell 100% face planted on the opposite curb of the walkthrough area. I called Ginger Midget to come down. Amy had fell down. 911 was called, and we spent the night in ER in Edmonds. Geez, a whiz.
Wow.
I called 911 and the Ginger Midget. Yes, yeah, so those two things.
Yeah, very important.
I called Ginger Midget. I called 911.
She broke nose, fractured left eye socket. Update, after a visit to Harborview, we found that the bones in her nose were not broke as bad as we thought and should grow back just fine. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Should grow back.
Word on the street is you do not want to have a nose surgery.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ted, because I have to have one.
I didn't really think about that until I was staring you in the eye saying that. I was thinking about somebody else on the show.
Someone else has the exact same surgery that I need to have.
Oh, we got some time off coming up, Thurl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from what I heard today, like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry, day two's much better, Miles. Okay. Day two's much better.
He's just saying that.
Is she doing okay?
Oh, she's doing fine.
Told me this morning that she looked like a character from The Evil Dead.
Yeah, you know, from
that's
all the
fine.
All the yeah.
Did you go to the jewelry store?
Not yet.
I gotta
work today, man.
I'll give you $100 if you go to like a Zales at the mall
with her.
Tonight. Yes.
Yeah, two black eyes and all the rest of it.
$100.
Can't go tonight. She still can't do a whole lot of moving around. But you know, I will before she gets all the stuff off. We will go to the jewelry store.
Okay,
I'm in.
Green eyes. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, you got to walk in there. And you got to keep you got to keep your head down. And you
oh, yeah.
You can't make eye contact. You just got to say whatever.
Oh, I'm going to have big old sunglasses. I'm going to be pulling the hood over my head. We're going to go in. We're going to
say,
go
say whatever she wants, she can have it.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Cost is nothing.
My big advice was, dude, she can't eat much. Like, because her throat hurts? Like, mashed potatoes, KFC.
Ooh. That's not a bad call.
But I had my now we're having KFC for dinner tonight.
Nice.
Are you having KFC?
Yeah, damn right.
All right.
Oh, man. Once you get in your head, it's kind of hard to get out of it.
But can she eat anything other than the mashed potatoes, or you just going to hunker down on chicken?
They have macaroni and cheese, right?
Well, I think it's more of like kind of like when your wisdom teeth are out. I think she can eat like ice cream, mashed potatoes. You got to eat stuff that slides down your throat easy.
Okay. Yeah, as little pressure on the jaws as possible.
As Mike eats chicken. We know what's going to happen.
Right. Damn right. Man, we got SmackDown on tonight. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to mow a bucket.
Mow a bucket. Guys, during COVID, I booked a trip to Vegas.
Mike, do it shirtless or just in a wife beater. Just get it. Get in that bucket.
Yeah. During COVID, I booked a trip to Vegas for me and my wife the night before we were set to fly home. And I looked at our tickets and found out I booked 2 one-way tickets from Seattle to Vegas. We had no flight back home.
Uh-oh.
Long story short, we stayed an extra night, and I won $10,000 on a slot machine on a $1.50 bet.
Damn.
This was on Valentine's Day. That's from Mike. That was really unexpected. Gentlemen, happy 20. When I was a kid, I was riding my bike on our large concrete porch. We have one of those old school movable tether poles inside a tire filled with concrete. Now, for some reason, I thought I could ride hard toward that tire, bounce off at an angle, catch a little air. I raced, and when I hit that tire, it stopped me instantly. And I slammed junk first into the handlebars.
Oh.
Things went black. When I went to the hospital...
It means assessment.
Yeah, I know. I picked up.
The doctor said this was the worst package injury he'd ever seen.
Oh, damn.
Everything was bruised and bleeding. Ooh. I had split the head of the snake about a fourth of an inch deep. My boys were red, purple, yellow, and black. I cannot tell you how painful it was to pee. There are no words. I wore my dad's underwear for about 2 months. And I'm left with one donut down there shaped like a dumbbell. And a scar on my peter.
Mm.
That's from Terry.
Wow.
Now time for some
Peter.
I know, come on.
There's a Skeeter on my
Peter. He did. Yeah. Now time for some birthdays. Brought to you by Minzer Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Company.
You got this, Ted.
Company.
I believe in you,
company.
Bud.
Company.
I don't know where that one is, Mike.
No, it's right here.
Dip responsibly.
I thought you had it, man.
No, I don't have it.
All right.
Even if I did, I wouldn't hit it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, dude. Old Men's Room, could you wish Logan a very happy 17th birthday? Could he get a fart and Coach Ted to hype him up of his last year under Mom and Dad's care? Thanks, guys. We love the show. Lots of love from Natalie.
All right. Well, if you didn't know, son, apparently you're out next year at 18.
I hope he knows that.
Right, exactly. No, wait until your early 20s. Out of the house. I would say don't do anything illegal. Especially after next year, as you will be charged as an adult. Second of all, you're 17. I don't know. Hopefully you like your parents cooking. I would say soak it up. Have them do the laundry because, next year this time you're on your own, man. Good luck.
Patrols, today happens to be the 21st birthday of Glenn Cannon's niece, Kendall. Kendall is studying to be the world's best veterinarian at Colorado State University. And her dad, Mike, and I are in Colorado to help her celebrate this weekend. So can we give Kendall a fart, a massive bong rip, and advice from the captain and Coke Ted on how to a rockin' veterinarian should best celebrate her monumental 21st. LARPON, gentlemen, that from Christopher.
You got the farts, Ted.
God damn it. Sorry, dude. I am completely...
I'll bong rip it while you you look for your farts.
Farts are in sound effects, too.
I got it up, Mike. Just not hitting them.
You got that, Cap?
Cap'n's kitty corner to the...
I see it. I just wasn't hitting it.
That's so wet. Ooh, well, ahoy there. So, a veterinarian. You know, I didn't know what to say to a veterinarian, so I talked to my animal friends. That would be Tony the Tiger, Toucan Sam, the Trix Rabbit, Dagon Frog, and Cornelius the Rooster. They all agreed... If you want to be a good veterinarian, don't wear gloves, Always make sure your fingers are cold and always dip them in tuna oil and sand before you do any exploration. It's what they like. Crunch berries.
Tuna oil and sand.
That is correct, Mike.
All right, well, if you're a veterinarian, good news. You got the goods. I don't know. Do you deal with horses? Give me some ketamine. Do you put them out underneath? Do you work on their teeth? Give me some gas. What do you call it? Nitrous. I mean, you got the goods. They're all down there. It's time to party.
Hello, Michelle. I want to give myself a birthday shout-out. I turned 33 today and am truly embracing the feral working mom life. I thank you, gentlemen, for all you do, and congrats on 20 years of laughs. Can I get green beans with extra thrill energy, a fish sandwich medley, a bong rip, and some dad jokes for Miles? Stay beautiful. That from Devin in Graham.
Devin and Graham.
Devin
all right.
in Graham.
Devin and Graham knows what he wants, man.
Yeah, he wants green beans.
Yes, he does, Ted.
Yes, he do. Yeah, it's right over there on Sound Effects 2.
It is.
Yeah.
Damn right green it is. God damn it. Green beans. Okay.
Green beans.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
I have a fish sandwich.
I got you, buddy.
Can I have a fish sandwich?
Put
the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Oh, fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Maybe
you sandwich.
Eat
your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Dad Joke Friday. What do people in Kentucky do on Halloween?
Pumpkin.
That is correct.
What's a Kentucky, Miles?
It's a Kentucky joke.
I'm not sure that. I always heard a different state, but you know, whatever.
Guys, my wife and I decided we don't want children.
No?
We're telling them tonight. My friend Tony asked me not to say his name backwards. I said, why not? All right. And why does Han Solo like gum?
Because it's chewy.
It's chewy. Gentlemen, can I get a shout-out for my boyfriend James on his 34th birthday?
James.
The most amazing person I know and the best dad ever. He doesn't want to celebrate his birthday this year because he thinks this will be a terrible year.
Positive Friday.
But I have faith everything's going to work out. Going to get a Leroy Jenkins and Coke Ted hyping him up and telling him to hang in there. Things are going to get better. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate you and happy 20 years. That from the lovely Brittany.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
All right, James, you got to listen up. You know what I have in common with a preacher? I'm on drugs, so I think I know a lot of stuff. Here's the thing. Before you can soar with the eagles in the brightest day, you got to go through the pits of hell. All right, you might be there right now, but trust me, you're already in the bottom. The only way is up. It'll get better, dude. Trust me. People go through tough stuff.
Gentlemen, I have a very special birthday request today. One born and astute in the rivers of pettiness that I grew up learning to be. I'd like to give a shout out to my ex-wife, Kelsey. Gentlemen, I don't care what sound bite you play, as long as they come from a place of mutual pettiness. And the pettiness does not stop at this birthday request. Today on our birthday, I get the kids starting this evening all the way through the weekend. Love you guys, and I'll definitely be listening for this one. That from Craig.
Are you me? You a big dummy.
Guys, I was hoping to wish my sexy Nate a happy 36th birthday with a I just said that.
Not ugly Nate, sexy Nate.
And that dumb ass Odyssey thing you play. That from Jess.
I just said that.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Guys,
clap.
Greg here. It's my 47th trip around the fireball in the sky.
Greg.
I would love a bong hit. And Coach Ted to tell me a little bit about being damn near 50. Any advice would be great. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
All right, you're almost 50. Now, to me, once you get over 50, you get to say stuff like, yeah, I'm over 50. Here's my opinion. And then say something horrible to somebody. I don't even like dogs. Yours is ugly. Also, I would recommend stretching, buying Advil, and getting sleep.
Hi there. I want to wish my mom an amazing 55th birthday. She is the most supportive, loving, and thoughtful mom out there. Total badass, if you ask me. So could she get a fish sandwich? And the Dirty German's talking about the best kind of dessert. Thanks, guys. That from Jess.
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
Yeah, when it comes to dessert, some people like lady fingers. I like lady pie.
Yeah, you know, it's, so Little Debbie has a few famous ones. So fudge round.
Yeah.
Lady fingers. Lady fingers also go inside tiramisu.
Yeah. Do you enjoy rich oatmeal cream pie?
I'm telling you, you ever had that green tea tiramisu?
I'll fill that cannoli.
Oh, yeah. A little Bavarian cream.
Great German accent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm from Germany, mother ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cholos, please
Deutschland
wish.
Deutschland in the house.
Please wish my wife.
Danke.
Christina, a happy 49th birthday. A great mom and wife to put up with all my crap. Please have the Dirty Germans talk about her ample breasts and your penis is too small. And congrats, guys, on 20 years. That from Brian, David, and Elizabeth from Boston, Massachusetts.
What? Which one?
Penis. Small.
I was thinking about her breasts.
Yeah, they say you have ample breasts. I would like to sample your ample.
Yeah. The thing I heard is that on the plane, the pilot says, look at her boobs. Is that your flotation device?
Her seat 4C.
Yeah. Oh, apparently she's an amazing mother. She'll save you all with those boobs.
All right, guys, here you go.
Suckle your seatbelt.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. To you, to you.
BG. Yaz, a Dirty German, is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, but okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Dan would zip and slip in his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hip, but snipped. Dan's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
Three times fast.
Dan would zip and slip in his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was hip, but snipped. Dan's dip ship and brunt stunt front, he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
One.
Hand would zip and slip into his dip ship. The dip ship lip was snipped. Hand's dip ship had a brunt stunt front, and he fixed the brunt stunt front with a blunt bunt grunt.
Two.
Hand would zip and it slip into his dip ship. The dip ship's lip was snipped. Hand's dip ship had a blunt stunt front, and he flexed the brunt stunt front with a blunt brunt grunt.
Jesus Christ.
Is that word again?
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, my God.
So tired.
Football. Baseball.
And then work, man.
You got the Who playing last night. Yeah, we were up all night, man. We're bouncing.
Did you guys stay up and watch the start of the Ryder Cup?
Of course. It was awesome. But we were busy.
Yeah, it was in New York.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
We can't let golf distract us.
What time did
it start?
Six?
I put it on this morning when I randomly woke up to pee. They were starting like in the dark.
Okay. Damn. All right. Yeah, that's right. I saw a video of all the people running in the dark. But to lo and behold, we came in here this morning and we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Can you believe that?
This one's hot off the press.
Oh, dude, that's super fresh.
Yeah, it really is.
Super fresh.
The ink is still drying on this. And it goes something like this. Yeah. It says, lock and load, bitches. Here we go. And it goes something like this. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know that we should do this.
Yeah.
Why not?
One time through, three times fast.
I feel nervous.
It's just a little story.
I got the dumb button.
About two friends.
I got the dumb button.
Oh, this is hot off the press.
It is. Brand new.
Told you, man.
R.I.P. All right.
He'll be laughing.
I like his P.S. All right. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz. Yeah.
That didn't take long.
No, it did not.
That didn't take long at all.
No.
That horse tripped out of the gate.
We continue the loss column.
Sometimes the hardest part's getting going, Thrill.
Yeah.
Jesus, that was bad.
All right. Coming up here at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here to 5:08. We will drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The DEA is warning folks about nitazine, a synthetic drug said to be more potent and dangerous than fentanyl.
I just read about that. Well, that can't be good.
That's a positive thing.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I just read it the other day. It doesn't really affect me. That's not my jam, but oh, good. Deadlier than fentanyl. That's what we need.
Why are we going deadlier than fentanyl, by the way? Like, isn't that also ruining kind of the illegal drug business?
You would think to a degree. I mean,
Mike, I am with you. That one just, like, I don't get it either.
Why you kill your customers?
Exactly.
Correct.
I mean, look, they put a recall on radioactive shrimp. Because they want you to come back to the grocery store. But they're not responsible. The drug, like, why would you intentionally sell fentanyl?
I don't know.
Right.
It does not. And look, I'm not a drug dealer, so maybe I don't know all the ins and outs, but that just seems like a bad business practice.
And also, like,
counterintuitive.
Yes.
I can fathom how they started adding it to, like, fake opiates, because it's an opiate.
Right.
But then they were talking about, you know, people were dying. They were adding it to cocaine. It's like, but that's not the high coke people are expecting.
That's a speedball.
Yeah.
Right. It just seems.
It's a speedball.
I'm with. And look, I'm not defending drug dealers or cartels. I'm just like, it just seems like bad business.
Yes.
Right. You know, Frosted Flakes is not putting out something that's giving people listeria, you know?
Right.
Will rot your teeth. It's not. But you know that.
Right, it has enough sugar. You eat it all day long, you get diabetes, right? But even they wouldn't recommend eating it all day.
Yeah, they're like, no, exactly. Part of a suggested breakfast.
Yeah.
I know that you love Doritos. It does have the plague, but hey.
just a touch.
20% of American...
I don't think there's a... Yeah. Not food.
What?
I'm trying to think if there's a food where it's like, you can have this bushel of crabs, and one of them will kill you.
Don't eat that
one.
Good
luck. I can't think of it,
20% of Americans get their news... from TikTok.
I saw that. That explains a lot.
It does explain a lot.
It does. And
that was one thing, you know, there was with the big shutdown that was going on there, or at least the news of it. That's what everybody was saying. It was like, they're shutting it down because this is how we're getting the news around. This is what they don't want you to know. It's like, okay.
And not everything's a conspiracy. It's just not. And if there is, that is not part of it.
Life just isn't that interesting.
Yeah, most people definitely are not. But yeah, 25% of people getting their news on TikTok. That's not a good thing.
Right. And you know what? You get a headline on TikTok, you get this big breakthrough news on TikTok. Okay. They figured it out from somebody. Go and find whatever news source that was. See if you can find what it's called. Backing sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Anyway. According to a new study, your urine color may signal how you handle stress.
Do they give examples?
Mm-hmm. No.
But I thought it just lets you know how hydrated or dehydrated or if there's something wrong with an organ.
Sure.
And that's now
and that's
I'm stressed.
What it
That's
kind of what it comes down to is that as you're stressed, your body's going to react differently. And so it's also expelling things differently. So, you know, if it's red, then you're really nervous.
And probably bleeding.
Jesus. Right, go to the doctor.
Go see a doctor. I don't know who in the world needs to go see a doctor in our building. But from time to time, man, all of a sudden that stuff comes out black.
Yeah, man. There's something that urinal. It's like, what did you do? What have you consumed that this is the color of your pee?
That dark, yeah, huh?
Super dark. God, or like really green, man. There was one like two months ago. Because they dribbled on top of the urinal.
Damn.
Right? So you're peeing. And I mean, it's just these green drops. I'm like, oh my God, man. That is.
Retail stores.
It's a prostate thing.
It might be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something wrong with your rain stick, brother.
Yeah, if it ain't yellow or clear, I'm assuming that something's going on.
Yeah, something has gone sideways.
Retail stores may soon be protecting themselves with drones meant to chase after shoplifters. That's not terrifying.
Why would they do that? You already pay security guards to be there, and then depending where you live, Seattle, you tell them not to do anything, which defeats the purpose of them being there in the first place. But, like, why don't you just have your security guards do that since that's why they're there?
Right. I mean, there's a level of them doing stuff. I don't even notice that the guys by our QFC, like, they don't like, tackle anybody, but they're pretty on it.
They're on, right. They're not going to tackle you or anything like that, but they definitely prevent things from going sideways.
Correct.
But I'm like, if you're telling your security guards not to apprehend somebody once they leave the store, right, then why pay for the drones? Just let the person do their job.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes no sense to me.
There's an article in The Guardian asking the hard-hitting question, why Gen Z is having sex in public places.
Because they can.
Because they're young and they live at home.
Yeah, when I was young, we had sex in public places.
What they were saying is that Gen Z, you know, the 18 to 21-year-olds are still living at home and they're still having sex in public places. It's like, that's what you do when you don't have real fire.
Yes.
Yeah, they have respect for their parents who they live with.
Yeah, they don't want to get caught. All these things.
Correct.
And if they do get caught, just not by their parents.
That was kind of the fun of discovering yourself and discovering others is that, you know, you had to go sneak off. You had to go find a spot to go do this.
Yeah, it's every generation I can think of.
Yeah. Exactly. How come we don't do that anymore? Because we live in our own house. We don't have to sneak off somewhere.
Exactly.
Do you have a bedroom?
Trying to hide.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, though, doing it at somebody else's house.
Mm-hmm. I'll break into my neighbor's house all the time with the wife.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keeping the relationship
just
fresh.
Have sex there, yeah.
Yeah. I respect
and, like,
that.
Someone keeps breaking into our house, but they haven't stolen anything. I'm like, that is crazy. And they washed our 30% sheets.
About hey, you know what? Because you're a respectful man, that's why. About 30% of milk on the store shelves contains fragments of bird flu.
Awesome.
But they also say it's nothing to be worried about.
It's just a fragment of the flu. Just a fragment. Nothing
just
to worry
a little
about.
Bit. Just a little bit.
I feel like if you're not babysitting somebody or having children, you just don't buy that much milk.
You're right. No. We have a ton of milk, the kids, and that's their go-to for everything.
My problem is I drink it. If I buy it, I just chug it.
I don't. Mine is strictly cereal. Or maybe if I'm making a milkshake, but I never just pour a glass. My wife
I don't pour
milk.
A glass either. I just drink it out of the carton.
I'm sure now that I'm not home, my wife's drinking it out of the carton. But when I'm home and see her drink milk, it is in a glass. And I just think it's crazy to me. I just don't drink glasses of milk. But so I want at least one a night. Like, really?
Huh?
I have a beer. She has a glass of milk.
Well, everybody likes to relax.
Yeah.
But I only like my milk skim.
You said you do or don't?
Only like it skim.
Ew, dude, really?
Yep.
That's the only kind of milk I drink.
Yeah, once
skim milk is ass.
Once you go skim, you don't go back.
I mean, look, I'm only 2% because anything more than that, I will defecate my own pants.
This is why you don't like the milk, because it's not skim.
It's no, man, thick. I don't it's like the thick. Taste.
Well, I'm with Miles. Once you start drinking it, regular milk seems thick.
Yes.
Look, I get it, guys. You did this with, is it Diet Coke? I think it was. I'm like, dude, I just think it tastes awful. And Miles, you basically had the same explanation. Like, once you get used to it, I'm like, okay, I don't want to have to get used to something I don't
like. People ask me all the time, why don't you just have Coke Zero? And I'm like,
if I'm going to taste an actual Coke, I'm just going to go ahead and drink a Coke.
Drink a Coke, right.
Yeah. But I like the taste of Diet Coke.
But you didn't always.
Well, I think it's gotten better over time. But I definitely just like the taste of it better.
I mean, it's like those unsweetened teas I drink. I started drinking them to cut down on sugar. But now a sweet tea is like, ugh.
Really?
And like Diet Dr. Pepper to me is better than Dr. Pepper.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Also, if you're mixing, and you're not supposed, if you are mixing whiskey and Coke or whatever,
yeah.
The whiskey has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So diet is actually better. It tastes better. It's not too overly sweet.
I got you.
So if you're doing a Jack and Coke, just do a Jack and diet.
Or just do a Jack.
I like Jack and ginger.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with this. I just like my Jack straight up. Like if it has, if I'm on the plane and like, well, you have to order a Jack and Coke. It's like, okay, cool. I still shoot the Jack and then drink the Coke separate. You just have to order that way. But that's my preference.
Yeah.
I know what you guys are thinking. Mike, where's the Merriam-Webster word of the day? But fear not. Turns out we're actually going to have a little bit more fun today.
The Men's Room Top 10.
You know, when you say fun, I don't believe it.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, it's all fun. So good news, boys. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has just added a whole slew of new words. In fact, they've added 5,000 new terms, so I'm going to give you guys 10.
They've added 5,000 new words.
That's correct.
I thought it was just to the words. Collegian one.
Collagen?
Yes.
Collegian.
Yeah, no, collegian.
Collegian.
The collegian dictionary. You're right.
The collagen dictionary.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying the word.
Okay. College people know more words. It's kind of like the Hawaiian alphabet.
Was it 14 letters, I think?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not positive. I don't know. I'm talking out my butt again. Anyway, so I've chosen. We've got 10 here. Luckily, we have 10. And so we are actually going to play 10 rounds of the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Are you all ready?
Put I'm those born ready, on. Mike.
Okay. Yes. Here we go. Number 10 is a T word. T as in tax. That is a unit of measure for the calculating, for the calculating speed of a computer equal to 1 trillion floating point operations per second.
I only know this one because I was with you this morning when because we had a side cover. It's a hold on, tera or tetra? Is it a tetraflop?
Oh, you were right the first time. It is a teraflop.
Okay, but have we found out? So the only thing I asked Mike this morning with that, I said, all right, well, I've heard of like terabits. I guess that's like your memory.
Okay.
So what's the difference between a flip and a flop?
Let's see.
A bit. So is a flop like the process of counting how many?
Well, what is the definition?
When my friend Tara gets hammered, she teraflops.
Is a singular floating point operation, a mathematical calculation involving decimal numbers. It's not going to be an easy
beyond
answer.
Me. Nothing that I'll ever know.
Okay. And you, at this point, we can say never mind.
All right. Number 9 is an S word for a sidelong glance or gaze, especially when expressing scorn, suspicion, disappointment.
Side eye.
We got
curiosity.
That
well done, Ted. Side eye. The bombastic side eye. Okay.
Idiot.
Dogs do
this
that.
This one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
It's amazing. Oh, some of my favorite things, like when a dog gives you the side eye, you're like, are you listening? Are you pissed? What's going on?
You are judging me right now.
Yeah, what are you thinking? I want to know.
Especially if it's your dog. He's like, are you hearing this too?
Doesn't even turn the head. I mean, doesn't even turn the head to look at you. He's like, come on. It's a side eye like, you're an idiot.
That's when I know I've drank too much because then all of a sudden he starts giving me that side eye. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, but I'll be quiet.
Well, you also get the guilty side eye.
Like
you're looking at me even though your head is turned 180 degrees away from me. What have you done?
Don't look. Number 8, an R word that is a romantic appeal or charm. An R
word.
Ah, Ted, you nailed it.
Oh, nice.
Ted's got it. Ted's on a roll over here.
How is the Rizzo? Okay. I haven't seen him lately.
Bigger.
Oh, that kid's okay.
Next one is a P word, which is a distinctive, earthy, usually pleasant odor that is associated with rainfall, especially when following.
This is already a word. Petrichor, whatever it is.
Petrichor, you nailed it, yes.
Yeah, that's been a word.
Damn, girl, but you smell like petrichor.
Well, it's like after it rains and everyone goes outside and says they love that smell.
Yeah.
That's petrichor, essentially. I thought that was a word.
All
right.
Oh, and
I guess I'm just the head.
That's the smell of urine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does depend on where you're at for that fresh.
That
it
sure does.
Yeah.
I mean, because, man, it was a dry spell. We have like 3 or 4 weeks of just dryness. We had one overnight rain.
And you just
walk
up.
You walk outside, and you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's a lot of pee.
All that pee. Mm-hmm.
It's just heavy.
All that pee.
Yeah, seriously.
10 rounds of the Merriam-Webster word of the day. Next one is an L word, which is a person's characteristic means of showing love or care for another. Ted, you got this one, buddy.
It's
new.
An L word, yes. A new L word, which is a person's characteristic means of showing love or care for another. Sometimes it can be how you accept love or care from another.
Oh, I should know this.
You should. This is called somebody's love language.
Damn it.
Was that the word love language?
Love language?
Love language. So, okay. You know, so you'll hear this a lot. You know, my love language is acts of service. So I show you my love by doing things for you, or somebody, they feel love the most when somebody's doing something for them.
Love language is a mouth hug.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I'm going to sound.
Acts of service, yeah.
I'll just go ahead and sound sexist. I got too many of my male friends saying this to me.
What? Love language?
Well, my love language is.
For real?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
They actually say
that. Do you shush them?
No, I go,
That's the word. Shh. Don't talk to me like that.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Do you need a teddy bear? Should I give you a stuffed animal? Do you want to hold it?
Just say make me a sandwich.
My love language is you look nice.
Right. My love language is you in the kitchen.
believe it or not, there's a lot of cultures, man, where that is the language of love.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. It is.
You cook for someone and you hook them up, man, That goes a long way. If someone cooks me a home cooked meal, I am really appreciative. I'm like, because normally I'm the one cooking. So if you're going to cook something for me, I'm like, man, thank you.
Next one is an H word, which is a firm refusal or rejection of something, such as an offer.
Hell no.
H word. It is a two worded phrase.
Oh.
Hell nah.
Hater. No.
How about HP? I'll give you that. A firm refusal or rejection of something, such as an offer. People are saying that, nah, man, that's a hard pass for me.
Oh, hard no?
Hard pass. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's a no for me, dog.
A D word, stop it, a cell phone that does not include advanced software features such
dumb
as
phone.
Email or internet browser. Yes, a dumb phone. Well done.
Also known as a phone.
Right. Word. Huh? Careful. Involving or advocating the direct sale and distribution of food from its point of origin to customers.
Farm to table.
Arm to table. Yep. Well done.
AKA $21 cheeseburger.
Yes. No kidding.
Thanks.
Facts.
I'd rather just not have it go there that quickly. Yeah. You could have like five middlemen. Just make it $10.
Farm to table. God forbid you have a potato on this damn farm.
I don't care if you get off the exit and you stay there for a week.
Yeah.
Lower the price.
All right, next one, a D word, which is a physique regarded as typical
dad bod.
There you got it, dad bod. Well done, mm-hmm. Miles. Of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular.
And not so a dad.
Yeah.
It's at least somewhat in shape. It's slightly overweight.
Oh, God.
You're not obese. You're not fit. That is basically how they define dad bod, right?
Correct.
You're not fat, but you're not in shape.
I think that, to me, a dad bod is you're still pretty fit. You just have a little pudge.
Right.
But you're not like
the
fat.
The beer belly.
Yeah.
You can still throw a spiral. You just, you know, you hang over the belt buckle a little bit more.
And my dad used to call that Dunflop disease. My belly done flopped over my belt. Damn it. All right.
Dunflop.
People loved it.
Dunflop.
What was your one? Oh, goodness gracious.
What was a booby?
Booby-doo.
Booby-doo.
Booby-doo. Her stomach sticks out more than her booby-doo. You haven't heard of booby-doo?
Booby-doo.
Yeah, booby-doo.
That is, oh, man.
It's like summer tea, booby-doo. Yeah.
Booby-doo.
Booby-booby-doo.
Did they put that
Where
in there?
Where are you?
Did they put that in there, Mike?
Yeah.
Booby-doo?
Is booby-doo a word?
No, booby-doo is not on there at all.
Should be.
This one isn't a word so much as a phrase as my old man used to use to describe somebody. It's like, oh, man, she was 3 feet standing up or laying down.
Oh, damn.
Damn. I always got a chuckle out of that one.
Anyhow, though, your cousin loves her.
That's right.
She's a good
one.
But
I'll leave you with this last one. I'll leave you with this last word or phrase that's going into the collegiate dictionary. It is a B word. A B word, which is an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that somebody adopts temporarily to overpower an opponent in a fight or a competition.
Bitch slap.
A
beast mode.
Bitch slap.
Beast mode.
Oh,
you
got it.
Beast
mode. All right, nice.
Beast mode is in the collegiate dictionary.
Good enough.
Thank you, Marshawn.
Right after boss.
I'm going with demon mode.
Demon mode?
Yeah.
The hell
Hold
is
my...
that?
I don't know, but I'm doing it.
Oh, all right.
EMS crew members in Kentucky may end up losing their licenses after giving a man anti-venom, Miles.
Why would that be a problem?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. Hey. So to you, hey. We say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve a thrill hell to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man in London, England. Now, for the last 5 years, our honoree was working at the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, which basically safeguards consumers when banks or other financial services fail. Anyway, he is now fighting to get his job back after he was fired. So the question is, what did he do? And truthfully, he just made a mistake. He was on a Zoom call. Well, technically, he was on the Microsoft Teams call with coworkers and clients when a cable behind his computer jiggled loose. No big deal. Stood up to address the cable. The problem was that he, and I quote, was not wearing any clothing below the waist and his genitals were visible. Honest mistake or not, he was fired. So he's currently in court trying to get his job back, and the judge has heard both sides. And the judge essentially said, it's great. There's no reason to be in a state of undress, is how they put it. Hmm. So he can't get his job. He did not do it on purpose. He just stood up to fix his cord, but they saw his giblets, and that was the end of his career.
They found Mr. Winky.
They did find Mr. Winky. There he is, Mr. Winky. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
All right, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.